There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on a Wednesday, and we are back and live at Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Always a lot of fun to come out here, hang out with y'all, get to talk, and eat a little bit of lunch, or maybe a lot of bit of lunch. We'll talk more about what's going on at Ed's, but we'd love to see you out right now. Come on out. You'll see the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. You know you're in the right place. Walk on upstairs, sit down, grab some lunch, and talk with us. Some FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you as well. And when you come in, you can roll in and say hello to Mobile County Commissioner, District 3, Jerry Carlson, with me. Hey.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. It's been too long since, you know, we've talked a few times, but we have not been in the same place here in like a couple months, so it's good to see you.
That's true, but I text you my opinion every morning,
yes,
and
you do.
That's important.
Yes, you keep me corrected where I'm wrong.
Well, most of them I hope you don't put my name with it, but yeah.
No, keep it secret.
Yeah,
yeah,
good,
sure
good.
I do. Yeah, that's
I've
what
got
I told
that
everybody.
Code name.
That's right. This is what we're going to do today is have a conversation about a couple things, and I want to get into some questions I have for you, Mobile County questions.
Okay.
But before that, I think we get to it because I know a big announcement is slated for right now.
It is. I don't know if you remember, but back in 2012, when it was you and Wayne Garner. Mm-hmm. And we actually sat down, and you invited me to come in. I talked about running for county commission, and
that's right.
I was encouraged and discouraged in some ways, and we ran, and we made it. So I felt it only fitting to return to my roots. We are today, I want to formally announce my candidacy for the Alabama 1 Congressional District, which is presently being held by, of course, Congressman Burns. You know, historically, this office has been held by some great, great men. You can go back with Congressman Edwards, Congressman Callahan, Congressman Bonner, Congressman Burns. I mean, just some great men that we owe a huge amount of thanks to and a huge pair of shoes to fill. And I would like the opportunity to do that for District 1.
Well, I appreciate that. Coming back, you made that announcement.
Yeah.
Running for county commission on
here
our show.
Here in Baldwin County, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I know. But you made that announcement last time in our studios. You won. You've been a Mobile County Commissioner now, stepping into a race here for AL1. Now, let's talk about this. This is precipitated right by the announcement of Congressman Byrne that he's running for Senate.
Right, which will leave an open seat for this congressional seat. So it's open, and I'm sure there'll be several of us that will be running for it.
Okay.
But, you know, in the race for county commission, you know, I made a couple of promises in 2012. One of the promises was I'd use taxpayers' money in a better way than what we'd previously seen. I was a staunch advocate against the $40 million soccer project. That's no big hidden secret. But I'm also proud to say that now we're building a soccer field project for under $5 million. And I should hope that it should grow in time, grow as we can afford it. And the second thing is we were always in deficit when I took office. And since 2013, we've had an excess of cash every year that we're able to roll back over to the next year. And we did that without cutting services to the citizens of Mobile County. So I want to take those same skill sets that I've honed over the last 6.5 years, take them to Washington.
Well, okay, that set of skills, too, when you came in and you came in on our show saying you're going to run for Mobile County Commission, you talked about your past in business.
Right.
And that's got to be the same guiding principle here?
It is. When I came here in 2012, the unemployment rate in Mobile County was about a little. I think it was 10.7% was unemployment rate. Now it's down to 4%, Now, I can take credit for some of that. I worked on such projects as Walmart Distribution Center, the Amazon Sortation Center, the expansion of also ships. I worked on the expansion of Airbus. So we can take credit for that, for that being 4% now. And, you know, and that's just business skills. You know, going able to sit down with CEOs and sit down with corporations and be able to work through what the hurdles are. And we've got some huge hurdles in Washington we've got to try to overcome.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, but you make a good point in your job as county commissioner, and I could think of those, but to hear you list them, there were a lot of times that you were working at a capacity beyond what a lot of times would be a county commission. Because
sure.
Mobile County, the entirety of the county commission, along with the city of Mobile as well, working on projects that are international. When you talk about Airbus,
well,
I mean...
And Mobile County, my little district has become more than Mobile County, my little district. Now with Mobile County and Baldwin County together, we're always working on projects together. We've almost become one. And mm-hmm. I don't want to lose our identity, obviously, but we work with the county commission in Baldwin County as well as we do ourselves. So we're always working on projects together, and that's extremely important. Because what benefits us in Baldwin County also benefits Baldwin County and Mobile. So
you're saying you've got a little bit of experience working beyond just a district in the county.
And I've spent the last 5 to 6 months traveling every district, every county in this district that we're looking at, and I've been asking questions. What do you need? What you feel like your needs are? You know, where's our shortcoming? So I've got a good feel of meeting people and getting their opinions.
Well, if you want to deal with deficits, like you said, you know, dealing with here at the county level, you're biting off a big deficit there when you start looking at Washington.
Well, I understand that. It'll certainly take more than Jerry Carl to fix the deficit in Washington. You know, first thing we got to do is get some control of our spending,
right.
and our spending pattern. But, you know, there's three big issues that I truly want to push and promote going into Washington. One is we've got to support President Trump. President Trump has got an agenda. We need to support that agenda. We need to, using football language that we all understand,
right.
He's a quarterback and we're the linemen. Our job is to block and tackle. So with President Trump, I was with him when he made his first announcement here at his first rally. I've been with him at his second rally. I'll be with him in 2024 when he goes out of office. So he certainly have got a fan here. But we've got to support him and get his agenda working, because you look at the unemployment rate, you look at the stock market, you look at everything's positive except for the news that's coming out of Congress and the way they're just beginning to treat one another. I mean, they're beginning to feed on one another pretty bad.
Yeah, you watch that going on today.
Yeah. The second thing is infrastructure. The infrastructure, in especially this district, too, is just horrible. We've got to elect someone that understands the infrastructure issues in Mobile, in District 1.
Okay.
The bridge project.
There's the big one.
Yeah, there's the big one, and that's obviously a lot of federal money involved there. We've got to get someone that understands it. I have served on that committee on and off for the last 6.5 years, and I'll roll back on, so I'll have a total of 8 years by the time we get to this election. I'll have a total of 8 years experience on that committee, so I know a lot about that bridge. I know a lot about the funding. I understand a lot of it. So whoever we elect, you better elect somebody that understands that bridge project.
Right, and that's key to things that you worked on as a commissioner. You're talking about Walmart Sortation Center and all
yeah.
that. That's
yeah, it's key. It's all right now. It's a holdback. We could do more if we had more with bridge project. And you know, the second thing as far as infrastructure is the Foley Expressway. I've been traveling Baldwin County for the last 2.5-3 months, making calls, picking people's brains, and it's horrible over there trying to move around. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in the summertime. We've got to grow with the traffic. Let me give you a little fact. Overnight, they can increase by 100,000 people.
Meaning what?
That summertime.
Oh,
summertime.
Yeah.
100,000 people overnight.
Wow.
And you throw divide that by 3 or 4, you got 25,000 more cars on the roads there, and it's horrible. So we've got to focus on that Foley Expressway.
Right.
We've got to, from a federal standpoint, of course, it's a state, and it is a county road, without a doubt. But there's going to be some federal issues with permits that we can certainly help them in Washington, help them push that along. So, again, you got to have somebody with some road experience that actually understands the road systems themselves. And I'm proud to say I'm I've got my back's full of Navy and Marine Corps. They're coming on the show after this. Yep. I'd love to tell you they were here for me, but they're not. But I have a huge passion for these veterans and the health care that we should be providing them. I feel like the health care in District 1 is certainly not what we should be providing them. Talking to vets, they're very discouraged with the mobile clinic here that we have. They're going either to Pensacola or they're going to Biloxi to get service. And there's a 40-mile rule. They give them a card, and this card is called the Veterans Choice Card. I was unaware of it until it was pointed out to me the other day by a veteran. And if you're 40 miles away from the closest facility, they'll give you a card, and you can use the doctor or the hospital of your choice. I would love to shrink that down. I'd like to see it a 20 or do away with it at all. Let's just go with a choice card, just like Medicare. I mean, something as simple as that. We give every veteran a veteran's card. They can go where they want to the hospital they want to. We already have the rates. We already know how much it's going to cost. It's just a matter of doing the math. And the VA system, until it gets competition, competing against it, it's not going to improve any.
All right, so let's do this. We'll run the news break and come back.
Sure.
More Jerry Carl announcing running for AL1. We will also take some questions from the text line at 343-0106. Come see us. We're at Ed's Seafood Shed. It's Midday Mobile. Well, if you stop on by and grab some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, and come say hi to Jerry Carl and the Scuttlebutt Boys. They're already in here. So, yeah, Marine Corps, Navy, well represented. Be right back.